From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting, remembering the woman who was killed during a violent and controversial protest. Heather Heyer was killed Saturday when a suspected neo-Nazi drove a car into a crowd of counter-demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. Her family, friends, and admirers gathered Wednesday for a memorial service. The 32-year-old paralegal was among hundreds of protesters who gathered to decry an assemblage of white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. Heyer's mother, Susan Brose, said her daughter's death would not end the impact of the message she meant to convey.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
The man accused of driving the car that killed Heyer has been charged with second-degree murder. President Trump inflamed tension after that deadly rally in Virginia by insisting that counter-protesters were also to blame, drawing condemnation from some Republican leaders and praise from white supremacists. In that combative news conference, Trump backed off from his Monday statements explicitly denouncing the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists for the violence that erupted. Former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush Wednesday released a joint statement condemning the hatred that was at the heart of the violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. Without mentioning President Trump, the Bushes said America must always reject racial bigotry, anti-Semitism, and hatred in all forms. This is VOA News. President Trump says he is ending a pair of White House advisory councils that were staffed by corporate chief executives. CEOs have been resigning since Saturday when Trump blamed both sides for that weekend violence in Virginia. Trump says on Twitter that rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I am ending both. Thank you all. Donald Trump on Wednesday praised North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a wise decision not to fire missiles toward the U.S. territory of Guam, which has eased escalating tension between the two countries. Reclusive North Korea has made no secret of its plan to develop a missile capable of firing a nuclear warhead at the United States to counter what it perceives as a constant U.S. threat of invasion. Trump warned North Korea last week it would face fire and fury if it threatened the United States, prompting North Korea to say it was considering plans to fire missiles toward the Pacific island of Guam. But North Korea media reported on Tuesday Kim had delayed that decision while he waited to see what the United States did next. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is cutting short his trip to Latin America so he can join the president on a meeting about North Korea. The White House announced Wednesday that Pence would be traveling to Camp David with the president on Friday to meet with the White House National Security Team to discuss South Asia strategy. Pence had originally been scheduled to return home Friday afternoon. Instead, he'll be leaving late Thursday. Pence is still scheduled to travel to Panama, where he'll meet with the country's president and tour the newly enlarged Panama Canal before returning to Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson singled out seven countries for an array of religious freedom abuses, but leveled his harshest criticism at Islamic State militants for carrying out a reign of terror and violence against religious and ethnic minorities.
You had a group on
ISIS is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that religious persecution and intolerance remains far too prevalent elsewhere, with about 80% of the world's population living under restrictions or in the midst of hostilities that limit their religious freedom.
In Iran, Baha'is, Christians, and other minorities are persecuted for their faith.
The State Department report urged countries like Saudi Arabia, a key American ally, to embrace greater religious freedom.
I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.